Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the Philippines, we have Mary Erica Palanos. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Sit with Your Judas.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and your sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Gospel of the Lord. One day, I was at a playground watching kids play. I saw a young boy hit another boy. Then he ran towards his sister. The boy, I guess, was around 5 years old, and the older sister, perhaps, is about 9. I was eavesdropping in their conversation, as I was interested what happened, why the young boy hit his playmate. And the conversation went like this. Why did you hit him? Asked the older sister. Nothing, said the boy. Oh, come on, tell me. I am sure there is a reason. You can't go around just hitting on people. After several attempts, the boy said, because he told me you are so thin and ugly looking, so I hit him. The young girl said, it's okay. Don't be upset. Look at me. I am not. Go now, go to him, and say sorry. The boy frowned. He said, why would I? He is bad. He said mean things. I don't like him. The young girl said, my brother, you don't have to like him. You have to love him. That's what Jesus says. Profound. That's what I thought. Profound, but genuine. Very real. Very true. The gospel today talks about Jesus' command to love your enemies. I think this is where the young girl is coming from. The gospel today is a radical call to love. Imagine loving your enemies. This was an unprecedented teaching in the ancient world. Nobody except Jesus taught to love your enemies. When you love your enemies, you are not just refusing to take revenge on them, but also you are actively pursuing their goodwill and loving them from your heart. The perfection we are called to is to be loving and merciful. Jesus calls us to be perfect, just as the Father is perfect. Perhaps another question is, how then can love do this? Love, radical love, is the love that we are called to do. Actually, love is nothing but radical. It is nothing but radical. Love is unconditional. If it is otherwise, then it is not love. When we love, we perfect ourselves. Love is considered the ultimate expression of our wholeness, because the God that created us is a God who is love. As I hear the words of the young girl at the playground, I hear Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. It is never easy to love our enemies, but we are not called to just do the easy things. We are Christians. As the quote says, when you learn to sit at the table with your Judas, you'll understand the love of Christ.